Hi everyone, and welcome to Service Accommodation Secrets. Just a very quick one from me today. It was following a post that I'd seen about someone that I actually believe sells courses on service accommodation, so it's even a little bit more concerning. Basically, to do with subletting. So, when you are told to go out and source properties for service accommodation, you basically need to make sure that the landlord is allowed to let you use the property for service accommodation. So often leases have something in there that will prevent you from it. The mortgage may prevent you from doing service accommodation. Even the building management may prevent you from doing service accommodation. But what was really worrying was that this person basically was putting some tips out there. And one of the tips that they said was to make sure that the lease agreement that you have with the landlord includes a statement that says you are going to be doing subletting. The one thing you are definitely not going to be doing is subletting. Subletting is when you would rent a property from someone and then you would go ahead and you would put a tenant in there yourself and give them a tenancy agreement. We do not do that in service accommodation. Service accommodation, we take out a corporate lease with the agent, the landlord, whoever, and then we basically use that property for short-term accommodation to guests. They are not tenants. They sign T's and C's to say that they're not tenants, that they understand that this is just a temporary accommodation for them. Basically, if you give them a tenancy agreement, they become tenants, and then you've just got a whole heap of problems on your hands. These people that come and stay in your properties will be people that actually have homes elsewhere. So they don't need a permanent home. They just need temporary accommodation for whatever reason. That, we've had people come to visit families. We've had contractors who are working on site somewhere. We've got corporate clients who basically have staff over on 3 months visas. They obviously don't want a tenancy for them because it's not worth it. So various different reasons, but the people always should have a home elsewhere. If you have someone booking your accommodation who doesn't have a home elsewhere, then you want big red flags because there is a problem. I mean, sometimes you will get it where someone might say, I've sold my property, I'm moving out, and my new one won't complete in time. You have to weigh up, is that going to be okay? I mean, I've done it before, and I've actually stated in the confirmation email to them that you must understand this is temporary accommodation. If you come to the end of your term with us and we don't have availability, we will not be able to continue housing you. And I make sure they come back with a reply that they understand that they have somewhere else they could go, because otherwise you do have a big problem on your hands because you've got someone sitting there who doesn't have anywhere else to go and you could land up with a tenant by no fault of your own. But the point I want to make is that it is not subletting. Subletting can actually be illegal if you don't agree it with the landlord, but it's not what we're doing. We are not subletting. We are basically just like a hotel. What's the names of the hotels? Oh, I can't even think what the name is now. Premier Inns, Premier Inns. They don't own the buildings that they're in. They rent the buildings that they're in, and then they let the hotel rooms out to all their guests. They don't give tenancy agreements to those people. They're not subletting. They are just renting that building for the purpose of providing short-term accommodation. So I just really wanted to make it clear to everyone, that is the situation. We are not subletting. Please don't get that put in your lease because that is not what you're doing. You could just cause yourself a whole host of problems that you don't need. So yeah, little tip for today and enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you.